Yeah, really, I was surprised when I saw the police this morning in the National Assembly. We've been sent text messages from our speaker, including the deputy speaker of the House, that we should come and deliberate on this emergency extension. As soon as we reached the House this morning, we saw over 500 policemen and SS and the state security services personnel. They locked the gate that we cannot enter, the speaker cannot enter. We have to force ourselves to enter the premises of the National Assembly today.
Some of your colleagues are saying this is an assault on the legislative arm of government. What do you say to that?
Really, to me, it's a surprise thing. We are legislators. Legislators are there to represent people. We've been elected. We've not just gone to National Assembly to stay. The thing we are supposed to take up today is an emergency issue to discuss what is happening to us within Northeastern. I'll be surprised today if I woke up in the morning, something I've been invited to come and sit on, somebody is denying us from entry. I don't know what really happened. They tear gas everybody within the assembly. We have to close the House, both Senate and the State House of Representatives, National House of Representatives. It's sad for our country, I'm telling you. Very, very sad. This is democracy we're enjoying.
Are your members seeing this as an assault on democracy? Is that what you're saying?
I'm telling you, it seriously is an assault to the democracy of this country. I am telling you. There's nobody, both senators and National Assembly today, nobody will tell you he's happy. Nobody. Nobody. And the government, I don't know the kind of speaker they think they have. The speaker controls the House today. If not because of the speaker, I'd be surprised what is going to happen within the House today.
You are a leading member of the House of Representatives. What have you decided to do apart from being prevented from deliberation today?
Yeah, we decided to join the House to decide. And you know the emergency is expiring today. So by the time we resumed, that means the president is going to send a new letter for a new agency so that we deliberate on it. Not extension again. Deliberate. We are deliberating on a new emergency now. If he's sending a new letter.
Will you go back to the House of Representatives Friday to begin another round of deliberation?
No. We've adjourned the House till 3rd of December. 3rd of December. So the House will be closed till 3rd of December.
How are your fellow colleagues reacting to this? What is the next line of action about this?
This is what we've not decided yet. When we resumed, I think it will follow. You will see what is going to happen within us as legislators. But now we keep everything calm. Till we resumed on the 3rd of December.
So has everybody left the capital and gone back to their different constituencies following this incident?
Some members are in Abuja. Some members are in, they have left for their own constituency arrangement for our primaries. So we'll be resuming on the 3rd before the primaries. So when we resumed, everything will follow.
Did you speak with the speaker following this incident?
Yeah, as soon as we close from the chamber, we drive down to the speaker's house where we left him in his own residence. We allow him to rest. We're going to see him maybe later by 9 or 10 in the evening. We want to see him to discuss issues of next agenda. What are we going to do? What are we going to do when we resume? We have to sit down with him and discuss these issues with him since he's our speaker.
So have you gotten any reaction from the police following this incident in the House of Reps?
No. We're not even interested. The House Committee on Police Affairs has invited the IG tomorrow, 10 o'clock. So I think it's the Committee on the Police Affairs that has taken that thing up. So after deliberating with them, discussing with them, then they will come and give their report to the House. To me, it's unfortunate. The democracy is not only for us. The democracy is for the country as general. Even the police, they are part of this democracy. All this fight is not only for us as politicians. It's the fight within us, within the whole nation. We've told the police, we're not fighting for ourselves. We are fighting for Nigeria. So if you like, fine, join us. If you like, fight alone. But we are going to succeed. That's what we told them. And we've succeeded today.
How thorough do you think the House of Representatives in charge of the police will demand answers from the IGP when he visits Parliament tomorrow?
The House of Representatives Committee on Police, we have different parties. We have our colleagues from the PDP as well as from the APC. So I think there will be no problem. There will be no problem.